Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be mainly cloudy, diminishing chance for morning showers, high in the low 50s. Kenosha right now, 41 degrees. It's 45 in Burlington, Milwaukee 43 and 42 in Racine. The Racine County Health and Human Development Committee first has it this evening, then it'll be the county board. A resolution for a one-year lease agreement to locate the SAIL program in the Lincoln Lutheran Center building on Dominick Drive, most recently used by the host shelter. The SAIL program, a short-term crisis stabilization center for Racine County adult residents having a mental health crisis. It's been in the Kranz building for the last year after a water problem at the nearby Cornwall Service Center building, but the Lincoln Center site is deemed more suitable for this point. The resolution says the lease will cover the entire second floor, access to the third floor kitchen and lunchroom area, plus use of 9 offices on the fourth floor. Total rent would be $96,000. Well, after reopening just a few weeks ago, Kenosha's Washington Park Velodrome is closed again. Some additional work is needed. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Work to seal the track and do other maintenance is scheduled to continue through Sunday to ensure the proper drying time. The track is scheduled to close again in a few weeks to allow crews to paint the racing lane stripes. The date of that closure has not been announced. The velodrome was scheduled to open last spring after the old track was rebuilt. However, problems with the racing surface and some underlying foundation problems kept the track closed until a few weeks ago. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
The winning ticket for the Megabucks jackpot in the lottery game over the weekend, purchased in Racine. It was worth $3.5 million, sold at Portico Liquors on West Boulevard just south of Kinzie. The winner has 180 days in which to claim that prize. It'll have to be at the Madison Lottery office, though. Next Megabucks drawing, that'll be tomorrow night. Back to the $1 million starting point. Speaking of money, the Racine Unified School District's current budget, along with the forecast for next year, and what lies ahead over the next 5 years, all part of last night's school board work session. Chief Financial Officer Mark Duff talking about budgeting very tight based on closely monitoring all the numbers. Says he's always urging a review of these numbers with caution, even those suggesting deficit scenarios, at least right now, given that they are just projections.
This is my standard one because it looks ugly when I do some of these projections. And we just don't want people to kind of go out to the community and say, oh my gosh, this is going to be horrible. But it is means it's a lot of work. So if we do the seat compensation increase 1.26% annually with no cuts, this shows that those costs will outpace our revenues and we'll have a deficit in all those years, and it'll compound.
Meanwhile, he said that dealing with the structural deficits, nothing new, though he did remind the board about limited funding from all sources. If changes to Kenosha's ordinance on the location of tattoo shops get approved, they would be allowed in business areas all across the city. Right now, it's restricted to tattoo establishments in the uptown and downtown business districts, and there are restrictions on where in those districts they can be located. Alderman John Fox, approached by somebody he said wants to open up a tattoo parlor, not in the uptown or the downtown district. He's also proposing that many of the restrictions on these businesses be eliminated.
500 feet from a church or a school or, you know, whatever. And because I do believe that if that comes to be challenged, that we would lose that. And so why would we have that in there?
Says the ordinance change would not affect the businesses already in the downtown area. Another theft of thousands of dollars worth of cell phones reported on the south side of Kenosha. McTernan Wireless, 2601 75th Street, targeted. Owner Dan McTernan telling the Kenosha News a couple of suspects used crowbars to break in, took what he described as a car's worth of devices and accessories. Second major crime in this area in recent times. Mount Pleasant last week had the AT&T store on Durand Avenue by the Walmart robbed at gunpoint. More than $30,000 worth of cell phones taken. And the Racine Police Department to formally unveil its Wall of Honor inside the front lobby at the Safety Building Thursday night at 6 o'clock. The wall and related museum space made possible through a donation from S.C. Johnson. This is replacing the smaller display in one of the cases there. Part of this new display also highlighting the community-oriented policing program started by the late Chief Richard Paulzine. A Case High School student facing gun-related charges after a fight at the school last week. A Mount Pleasant police officer spoke to a student who admitted being in a fight with another student whom he believed had stolen money from him. A parent witnessed the fight, said that she believed that one of the students had pulled a gun from his pocket. That student, later identified as 17-year-old Devondre Crawford. Court documents have police recovering a handgun from his bedroom. Crawford's going to be back in court next week. A Racine man who saw military combat years ago and reportedly only left his apartment every 2 to 3 weeks to go to a grocery store, now facing felony possession of a firearm silencer plus misdemeanor resisting an officer and contempt of court charges. 30-year-old Pepjan Schmidt, targeted in December with an eviction notice for his North Main Street apartment, refused to accept it, though. On April 18th, he was confronted outside the Erie Street grocery store and to be subdued, two handguns, two knives found in his possession. Back at his apartment, deputies discovered shotguns, rifles, revolvers, loaded semi-automatic pistols, thousands of rounds of ammunition, military-grade body armor, and other military items. Schmidt scheduled back in court May 10th. Conditions of his bond include no weapons or body armor, plus he agrees to all medications and behavioral health services orders. City Council in Kenosha last night approving a resolution that calls on the federal government to keep funding EPA's Brownfield Grant Program. A lot of communities use this, including Racine and Kenosha, to clean up their industrial sites for new development. Mayor John Antaramian said after the meeting that the current federal budget proposal basically would eliminate the program. That would be devastating for efforts to clean up brownfields in Wisconsin and, in fact, all across the country.
It also damages the number of individuals that are working in the state that are funded through the grant programs that the feds give the state dealing with brownfields.
That the program's a big part of Kenosha's revitalization efforts. Burlington Common Council Committee of the Whole, 6:30 tonight. One of the items on the agenda, proposed sale of two properties to a developer group for a proposed $6 million project. The alderman to discuss the offer to sell 249 and 261 East Chestnut Street to Core Upgrades 2, LLC. Before tonight's regular Racine County Board business meeting at 6:30, it's the Executive Committee with a quick executive session in closed session to again talk about the possible sale of the Ridgewood Care Center to a potential buyer. The committee had a behind-the-doors meeting last week on the issue, but nothing was said about what took place. And Open House Racine County coming up this Saturday. The studios of WRJN and our sister station, 92.1 The Shore, will be on the tour from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. that day. We're at 4201 Victory Avenue, in case you're wondering. One of the many available throughout that day, but there's also a 45-minute narrated bus tour of Racine County. Pancake Day is also taking place at that day, and the bus was to be picking up folks at Festival Hall. Because of the potential for problems with that, Real Racine has announced that they've moved it, the loading and unloading area, over to the east side of Lake Avenue, just to the south of the Civic Center parking ramp. Look for the bright green bus that'll be departing at the top of the hour from 9 in the morning until noon. WRJN.com, that's our webpage, and that's where we keep our newscasts in the local news section. At WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.